You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid hardwood for less than you'd pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get 3/4-inch real pre-finished maple for just $169. More deals from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
New information into the crash of the Germanwings flight. AP correspondent Angela Charlton.
The co-pilot of the Germanwings flight appeared to have rehearsed a controlled descent on his previous flight. This is according to a new report from French investigators released today. On the previous flight, this was just 2 hours before the flight that crashed, he repeatedly, 5 times over a 4-minute period, set the plane into a descent mode.
But officials say the practice by Andreas Lubitz did not arouse suspicion. A small town in North Dakota has been evacuated after an oil train derailed. Heindel is about 115 miles northeast of Bismarck and has 35 residents. There are no reports of injuries. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says the Fed and other banking regulators have made significant progress in correcting flaws in the financial system that triggered the worst banking crisis in 7 decades. She also says regulators are remaining watchful for any areas where further reforms may be needed. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
After a week of unrest following the death of Freddie Gray, Prince has announced plans to perform a concert to raise money to benefit Baltimore-based youth charities. AP correspondent Nikki Mayo reports.
Prince is headed to Baltimore. In a statement, Prince announced plans to perform a Rally for Peace concert Sunday at Royal Farms Arena. The event comes in the wake of recent unrest in the city over the death of Freddie Gray, a man who was fatally injured in Baltimore police custody. Attendees of the concert are asked to wear gray. The statement also says the concert is meant to be a catalyst for pause and reflection. I'm Nikki Mayo.
One of Iran's most prominent human rights activists has been arrested by state security forces. That word comes from the husband of the activist, Narges Mohammadi. Her activism has included promoting women's rights and campaigning to end the death penalty. Her husband, who lives in exile in France, says about 10 people detained her yesterday. They later called her 8-year-old twins to tell them she was behind bars. The Norway-based Iran Human Rights Group also reported the activist's arrest and called for her immediate release. U.S. worker productivity declined in the first 3 months of the year as labor costs jumped, reflecting a slowdown in growth. The Labor Department says it fell at a 1.9% rate. The drop is a sign of nearly flat economic growth. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Did you know you can listen to hundreds more live 365 stations when you download our mobile app? It's the stations you love, like this one and many more. Just go to live365.com/smartphone and download your free software today. Turns out you can take it with you.
Death penalty, but that could be happening this week. Here's a story from correspondent Carlotta Bradley.
A vote could come this week in Nebraska on doing away with the state's death penalty. Capital punishment opponents are optimistic after an initial vote in the legislature to repeal the law, but acknowledge they still face a challenge as opponents scramble to block the change. A coalition of Democrats and Republicans has formed behind the repeal effort. Democrats note racial disparities in who's sentenced to death and the possibility of executing an innocent person, while Republicans see it as a fiscal matter, noting the cost of carrying out executions. No one's been executed in Nebraska since 1997. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
A day after officials at McDonald's admitted they need to streamline their service to try to regain market share, word now they're being investigated by European officials. More now on the story from correspondent Kyle McKinnon.
The EU's Executive Commission has been looking into the movement of profits between countries, so-called LuxLeaks allegations about sweet deals companies have made with, say, Luxembourg, that might have upset the European Union's competitive balance. Amazon says it's done nothing wrong with its tax moves in Luxembourg, Apple likewise in Ireland. Now the EU's competition watchdogs got the fast food giant McDonald's in its sights, concerned that it may have made unfair tax deals in Luxembourg as alleged by trade unions. The EU Competition Commissioner says her office is looking into whether there is a case to be made. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
It is 8:05, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 64 degrees in Flemington, overcast skies. I do see showers out there, about a 70% chance of precipitation. Today is Wednesday, and it is May 6th. Cloudy with rain ending for the afternoon. A high of 69, winds east, northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 70%. Clear to partly cloudy and a low of 51 for tonight. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, a high of 80. Winds light and variable. On Friday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, 84. Clouds and sun in the morning, cloudy skies in the afternoon. On Saturday, we're up to 82. Sunday the 10th, Mother's Day. Cloudy skies and partly cloudy in the afternoon, so that might be when you want to target your brunch. A high of 86. And Monday the 11th, scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 84. Can you say summer? It's already here. Temperatures in our area right now, 64 in Raritan, 58 over in Alexandria, 61 up in Phillipsburg, 63 in Highbridge in Clinton, 64 in Ringos, and 64 in Reddington. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Leamington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a chamber of commerce. We're all about Hunter and County. I am here for you, giving you all the information you need to get your day started. Could be argued that Friends was there for you for a while, but it ended on this day in 2004. And that's why the Rembrandts are opening the show today. Welcome to Wednesday, middle of the week. We're on our way. What is going on? Well, a little of a cooler day today. Temperatures have gotten up to about 69. That's the high that we're expecting today. And then summer will be back with a vengeance starting tomorrow. So enjoy the milder weather right now, a little bit of humidity, and the rest of the week and weekend is going to be pretty nice. Mother's Day coming up. It is 9 after 8, almost 10 after 8. Got to get over to traffic, find out what's going on with our Hunter County roads. All right. It is HERTTMA.com gives me my alerts. And we have a congestion on 78 in Berkeley Heights as of 7:19. Delays eastbound at exit 43, County Route 655 Diamond Hill Road in Berkeley Heights. Delays due to volume. And at 7:38, same old stuff. So delays due to volume. Happening over there, eastbound in Berkeley Heights. On your way over there, if you are going eastbound, take some extra precaution or maybe look for a jumping off point just before that exit. Good morning, Hunter. Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. It is Wednesday. It's time for us to look at what is on Hunter Chamber Radio.com's schedule for today. I'm on till 10. I'll have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. Find out what happened with the markets yesterday. What was it that made it decide to turn negative? At 8:40, we talk with Diane Lane from DNL Travel. Diane takes me somewhere exotic, some neat vacation spot every Wednesday, and she'll fill us in as to where that is and what that is. When we get there, we'll talk with her from 8:40 to about 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock is my monthly meeting interview with somebody from Raritan Valley Community College. We explore Raritan Valley Community College, RVCC. And this month, we're going to be talking with Dr. Jay Kelly, who's an assistant professor over there at Biology and Environmental Sciences. And Dr. Kelly has a very interesting experiment and student activity going on regarding our forests. Now, you say, what forests? Well, we have forests in New Jersey. In fact, we have forests in central New Jersey. And we in Hunterdon County have had a number of different problems trying to keep the balance, finding out how the balance is or the out-of-balance situation is affecting it. So Dr. Kelly is going to explain the program, the experiment, and where they are in the middle of it. It's very interesting, and it might surprise you to learn how our forests have changed and evolved over the last couple of years, in fact, the last many years, to the point where we're having some problems that you are very aware of, i.e. weeds and or deer. And some of the population statistics of deer and what they're doing to our forests are pretty surprising. So we'll talk with Dr. Kelly from 9 to 10. At 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design with Richard Scuderi of He's an interior designer. And Richard is moving on up. He's going to do two shows, essentially, on Wednesdays in the near future. One is with a guest at 10 to 11. He's going to have Bruce Brodick, owner of Flemington Fan and Lighting. And then from 2 to 3, where we used to have At the Movies, Modern Design, Richard is coming back in, and he's going to call-in show. So if you have questions about how to take care of your interior design on a budget and get some ideas, Richard Scuderi and others will be helping you with that. So that is Modern Design from 10 to 11. At 11 o'clock, it's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. That's Kim Pramatic, and she loves kids and wants to help kids through the pressures of the 21st century. So listen to her, and her guests will help you understand how to take on that new role. At noon, it's Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamora Roll. May is National Mental Health Month, and isn't a good health the basis of all things in life? Please tune in to 100 Chamber Radio to listen to Counselor's Chat with Ruth, a licensed professional counselor. And Wednesday at noon, the only chamber in the USA to have a talk radio produced by the Chamber of Commerce, but more importantly, a counselor that's helping us with celebrating May as Mental Health Month. So Ruth Altamora Roll will be on at noon, helping us with that. At 1 o'clock, it's Hunter's Young Professionals, Gina Lentini and others will talk about being a 20-something entrepreneur. And I heard a really cool statistic about the generations and how they turn into better entrepreneurs. So who knows how, but I know that 100 Young Professionals will be trying to convey the right message and make sure everybody understands what it is like to be a 20-something in this 21st century and be an entrepreneur. Modern Design, like I said, is on from 2 to 3 with a call-in show. And then Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 4, bringing you information about individuals that you may learn about, up-and-comers, part of the Jeannie Murphy Public Relations firm. And What's Going On in Real Estate is 5 to 6. That's Joe and Tony. And they're discussing anything and everything that is real estate related. Joe Eggert and Tony Page are licensed realtors with Weikert in Clinton, and they talk about anything. And they basically feel that everything relates to real estate. That's a great perspective to have when that's your career. And so Joe and Tony will answer all your questions and get you the right information to help you buy and sell real estate, commercial or residential, here in Hunterdon County. That is the entire HunterdonChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HunterdonChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterdonChamberRadio.com. I'll be right back. I am here for you. Good morning, Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HuntingChamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
It is 8:20. Time to look at BrownieLocks.com celebration observances for the month, week, and day. National Vinegar Month, National Youth Traffic Safety Month, Neurofibromatosis Awareness Month, Older Americans Month, Personal History Month, Pet Cancer Awareness Month, Prader-Willi Syndrome Awareness Month, Preeclampsia Awareness Month, Prepare Tomorrow's Parents Month, React Month, Revise Your Work Schedule Month, Social Security Education Awareness Month, Skin Cancer Awareness Month, Spiritual Literacy Month, Strikeout Strokes Month, Teen CEO Month. Well, we got the young professionals on today. Tennis Month, Tay-Sachs and Canavan Diseases Month, Tourette's Syndrome Awareness Month, Ultraviolet Awareness Month, Women's Health Care Month, Young Achievers of Tomorrow Month, and National Family Month. It is National Family Week, National Hug Holiday Week, National Pet Week, National Postcard Week, National Raisin Week, North American Occupational Safety and Health Week, Public Service Recognition Week, Update Your References Week, Children's Book Week, National Safety Stand Down Week, National Small Business Week, PTA Teacher Appreciation Week. And for today, it is Bike to School Day, Great American Scrump Out Day, Joseph Brackett Day, No Diet Day, No Homework Day, Nurses Day, or National RN Recognition Day, World Asthma Day, Occupational Safety and Health Day, and School Nurse Day. Celebrations and observances for the month, week, and day. Pick something, get involved. It is also National Learn to Swim Day, or it will be on May 16th. It's also Water Safety Month. And the YMCA is doing something about it. Learn to Swim Day at the Hunterdon County YMCA, May 5th. This article is written by the Democrat, and it says that the Hunterdon County YMCA will be celebrating National Learn to Swim Day on Saturday, May 16th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Deer Path Branch Pool, 144 West Woodchurch Road in Reddington Township. It is open to the public. The free event will feature mini swim lessons, swim assessments, and water safety demonstrations and activities. An ideal way to brush up on water safety and swimming skills prior to the start of summer. For more information, contact Aquatic Director Flora Menino at 908-483-4924. I've been doing this show for 3.5 years. And every time around this time is when we start to hear about the pools and the river tubing and the water tubing. And unfortunately, there is always something that crops up in the news about somebody who thought they could swim or somebody that could not swim. Summer activities, the pools, the kids love to do it. Do yourself a favor, do your kids a favor, and go and take some swim lessons if you can't teach your kid to swim on your own. It brings them confidence, and it brings you peace of mind if they can find a way and know a way of being able to be safe in a pool. If they fall into a pool and they can't get out, or they panic, that is very unfortunate. This brings a lot of confidence to them. They enjoy themselves. They're much more safety conscious, and they're much more, they gain a lot more exercise from being in the swimming pools. So please, if you don't know how to teach them to swim, bring them to the YMCA on May 16th to teach them how to swim. It's one of the most important things you'll ever do. That's why that is vitamin C for today. Time for celebrity birthdays from the old Disc Jockey Almanac. Sadie Sandler is 9 from Hotel Transylvania. Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Dominic Scott Kay is 19. The Martian, Naomi Scott, 22. The Mummy Returns, Freddie Both, 24. Immortals, Tyler Hines is 29. Adrian Palicki from Friday Night Lights, she is 32. Precious Gabori Sidibe is 32. Divergent, Will Blagrove is 34. Friday Night Lights, Stacey Aristano is 35. Stargate Atlantis, Kevin Smith is 45. 24 and Never Back Down, Leslie Hope, 50. Argo and director of Good Night, Good Luck, George Clooney is 54 today. The Apple Dumping Gang, Clay O'Brien is 54. It's got to be a remake. Can't be the original. Could be, I guess. Touched by an Angel, Son of God, Roma Downey is 55. Sisters and Fletch Lives, Julianne Phillips is 55. La Femme Nikita, Anne Paralaud is 55. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Heather Ripley is 56. Television host of Dancing with the Stars, Tom Bergeron, is 60 today. Stepmom, Lynn Whitfield, is 62. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is 62 today. Payback and Guardians of the Galaxy, Greg Henry, is 63. Babylon 5, Last Exit to Brooklyn, Michael O'Hare, 63. Mary McGregor was torn between two lovers, and she is 67 today. Captain America, the Winter Soldier, Alan Dale, is 68. Passions and Deliberate Stranger, Ben Masters, 68, The Iron Lady, Susan Brown, 69, Grier Jones, Golf Champion and Coach, is 69, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Bob Seger, Night Moves, he's 70 today. From the Big Lebowski, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, 70, Baseball Hall of Famer, Willie Mays, say hey Willie, is 84 today, The Barefoot Confessa, Elizabeth Sellers, 92. Those are our celebrity birthdays. You'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air? Email me at goodmorning@huntingtonburger.com and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be right back. News, weather, and Michelle Heidi up next. Good morning, Hunted and huntingtonburger.com.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the winds got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy.
USA Headline News, I'm Jason Word. After yesterday's announcement by two long shots for the Republican nomination, a man considered a possible favorite to win the nomination has made it official. Here's correspondent Jerry Bodlander.
Huckabee won the Iowa caucuses in 2008 and finished second in South Carolina because of strong support from evangelicals. He'll need that again this time around, though he faces competition for that support from other GOP hopefuls. He also acknowledged he won't have the big dollar donors, and will rely on the $15 and $20 donations from average Americans.
If you want to give $1 million, please do it.
Huckabee says his experience fighting the Clinton machine in Arkansas makes him the best GOP choice to run against Hillary Rodham Clinton. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A funeral has been planned for Friday for the New York City police officer shot in the head over the weekend. Officer Brian Moore died yesterday. USA Headline News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now it's...
It is 60 degrees right now in Fleming. Actually, it's 64. And it's overcast. There is some rain showers in the area. And cloudy with occasional rain and mainly in the morning. A high of 69, winds east northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 70%. Partly cloudy, a low of 52, winds light and variable for tonight. And sunshine and clouds mixed, 81 tomorrow. Friday will be intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning. More clouds later in the day, 83. Saturday the 9th, 82. Some clouds and possibly a thunderstorm. Mother's Day, cloudy early, becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon, a high of 87. And on Monday, variable clouds with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 85. Temperatures in our area right now, it's 59 over in Alexandria, 60 in Phillipsburg, 61 in Frenchtown, 61 in Raritan, 63 down in East Amwell, and 62 up in Highbridge. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Michelle Heidi has joined me again on the phone. It's my last day to talk with you this week because you're getting ready for the Women's Leadership Summit. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Yes, getting very excited for tomorrow. I know it's going to be a fantabulous summit.
Fantabulous.
Okay. I'm really looking forward to it, yes. My new word.
All right, that's cool. I know we had a count back when you guys, you and Kathy Sauer came in. Has there been an influx of more folks signing up in the past couple
of
days?
As of yesterday, Laura said I think we were at 111.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, very exciting.
Very good.
Absolutely.
I was chuckling to myself this morning because I said, well, tomorrow is the Women's Leadership Summit, so I might have to do an all guys show today, tomorrow, because everybody's going to be at the Ryland Inn. So.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know what we'll do.
Exactly.
Very good. Oh, that's awesome. 111. That's great.
Yeah, right. I'm really excited for that.
Excellent.
So, yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
All right.
So we need to put your financial hat on. What happened yesterday?
I know, it's interesting because when you look at some of the headlines that came out, it was like, whoa, stocks closed sharply lower, old sales, old market milestones, you know, the sky is falling type of stuff. I mean, yes, we were lower, but I wouldn't say, you know, sharply lower.
Right.
But I guess, yes, you're always going to want to get a little drama. And part of that had to do with the trade numbers that came in, showing that we might end up seeing first quarter GDP coming in negative. I mean, the estimates originally weren't great, but now there's the thought that that might actually come in negative. And then we also had news that the International Monetary Fund may cut a funding lifeline to Greece unless their European partners accept more debt write-downs. Mm-hmm. So that kind of stirred up the pot quite a bit over in Europe and obviously in Greece. Mm-hmm. In Greece itself, I mean, we had a pretty big sell-off in stocks and bonds. So again, that kind of flowed through over here in the U.S. When we take a look at, the Russell 2000 actually fell more than 1.5% to below its 50-day moving average. And it's interesting because I would say, I don't know, mid last year, you know, we were starting to see a little bit of a leveling off in small caps. And then towards the end of the year, beginning of this year, they were starting to take off again, mostly due to the strengthening dollar. But, you know, they pretty much gave back their recent gains, and now they're up less than 1% for the year. Mm-hmm. If we take a look at the NASDAQ, we also had them falling about 1.5% to close below that psychological 5,000 mark. The biotech index fell more than 2%. We had Apple as the worst performing blue chip, which along with it, we saw Microsoft and Google also going down, and the S&P failed to stay above their key 2100 level.
Wow.
So again, some of those market milestones were continuing to tease around, and again, that's not unusual, but we'll see, you know, see what happens over the next week or so to see if we're going to see that pull back before we see the next move up. This morning, we did just have the ADP report come out, and it actually came out citing that 169,000 new jobs were created in April, and the March figures were revised lower to 175,000. So all in all, less than expected, showing continued weakness on the jobs front. And they also pointed out that 10,000 manufacturing jobs were lost, which is interesting because There was starting to be a little bit of a pickup in manufacturing jobs, but then, you know, especially with what happened in the oil and gas sector, we started seeing some of those jobs getting cut again.
Right. Yep.
So, I mean, yesterday was a day that even though some of the economic data came in, relatively positive, the focus was on a potential negative GDP figure in Greece.
Yep.
This morning, it looks like we will, you know, probably open up a little bit higher, but I have a feeling it might be a little bit of a volatile trading day just based upon yesterday and people trying to get a little bit of a sense of direction.
Mm-hmm. It is May.
That's true. It is May.
You know, 3 days ago, everybody was going, oh, no, not this year. Not May, not this year. But it's May. It's so funny.
It is
May,
that is true.
So funny. You're in May and you're at your close to your all time highs. And oh, by the way, yeah, there's going to be now we have GDP slowing down and that will be revised. And just so funny to see it. It happens more often than not. It doesn't happen all the time, but it's just funny to look at that as a coincidence.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Amazing.
Absolutely.
I saw another tech. A Fed chairman talking out of turn, talking out of school yesterday, and said he doesn't expect a rate
increase at all during 2015.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Especially given what happened with the GDP numbers last week. So, your guess is as good as mine. But Yellen is back on, coming back soon. So who knows what she'll do when she gets on there. Good old Yellen. So. Yep, very good. Awesome.
All right,
Michelle, I'm going to let you go. I know you got a lot of things to do, and I'm going to be perhaps the first to wish you a happy Mother's Day because I will not be able to talk to you over the next 2 days. So have a great Sunday, and thank you for everything you do. And I'm sure it'll be great. And we'll talk with you. I'll be talking to you via South Carolina on Monday.
Nice. All right. Well, big trip down there, and I look forward to speaking with you then. And you might have to schedule some time for me to come back on the show and talk about all the great things I learned at the summit.
Absolutely. You are 100% invited anytime. Just let me know what your schedule fits. So, okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Awesome. All right. Have a great one, Michelle. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Some Things About Money team from Patton Heide & Associates comes in on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock. Michelle is part of that group. Joe Patton, Tony, and Jeannie. And they talk all about money, and then they help me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and HuntChimbera.com. Joe will be with me tomorrow at 9:15, so we'll talk with Joe he'll probably be stepping out of the Women's Leadership Summit when I give him a call tomorrow, but we'll have Joe's perspective as what's going on over there. All right, it's 8:39. I need to take a quick break. I'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and Diane Lane, and the travel segment is up next. We're going to go exotic with good old Diane. Hang on. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and in just a moment.
Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? then Leadership 100 may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership 100. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunter.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
All right, it's the middle of the week, and I have Diane Lane from D&L Travel on the phone up in Annandale, and Diane's going to take me somewhere magical again. Where are we going today, Diane?
I had a couple things I was going to discuss.
Okay.
A lot of people are starting to think about the river barge cruising all over Europe and the scenic cruises and what they have to offer.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people don't understand that these boats are specific sizes for a specific number of people because of the locks that they have to go through. And each boat caters to a different clientele.
Right.
And a lot of people don't understand how that works sometimes because there's so many things out there to look at. You know,
you've got to know what
you're looking at. And the other thing that's some news that's going on, Nicaragua is going to build a Grand Canal, similar to the Panama Canal, to have another waterway entrance from the Caribbean Atlantic to Yeah, so apparently China, the U.S., a whole bunch of international countries are starting to get that rolling again. It was something they started many, many years ago, and it looks like it's going to be a huge canal, bigger than the Suez and the Panama, with the new construction of the Panama Canal, to meet the big tankers that travel overseas.
Wow.
Okay. So it's going to be opening a lot of things. People are going to have jobs. It's going to change Central America completely. I mean, it's just like it's doing in Panama right now. Panama was this quiet little country nobody knew about. And since they started the construction of the canal, there's a lot of Americans working down there. There's a lot of Americans moving down there.
Okay.
You know, so there's a lot of things going on in the world people don't really know, you know, that are happening other than the Middle East. Everything's been focused on the Middle East. Egypt's trying to get back into the tourism trade again, trying to open things up again. Where to go, you know, to visit. It's safe. That's what a lot of people want to know. Is it safe to travel?
Right.
So you got to know, and that's where we come in. Agents who are in the know and are staying on top of things know where it's safe to travel, where it's good to travel, what you're going to experience, stuff like that.
Right.
So it's like, there's a lot of things going on.
So let's go back to the river barges, the river cruises for a minute. What is the distinctions that you make? What are the questions that you ask of a potential customer vacationer as to figuring out what might work for them and what might not?
What they want to do. Some boats cater to people who are very adventurous. Like they'll have bikes on the boats that they can do bike tours, or they can do their own self-exploring bike tours.
Okay.
Then they have a one company deals with extremely, like, they're foodies. Like, they're into a chef's table, and they have a chef that'll take you to the market, and you will cook your meal and learn how to cook a meal with a group of maybe 20 people, and that's it. In other words, the cruising industry, yes, you have the big ships, but you're dealing with 5,000 or 6,000 people on a boat that's so big that you can't cover it in a week.
Right.
So what do you want to do? Do you want the big ship or you want the little ships? Or do you want to do the river barges and really see the back end of a country, how they actually work? And so it's a lock system. And so some of them have 190, some have 160 ship. You know, you get a little bit more space. If you don't want to do anything and you just want to take in all the scenes, that's every ship. You can go on every one of them.
Right.
You know, if you want to do adventure, there are some that cater to the adventurous.
Now,
and so you have to match everybody up to the cruise company. If someone wants a design that yeah. looks like you're in Venice back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a beautiful new ship coming out with Uniworld that they just did that.
Okay.
And, you know, for the architect and for the ambiance and the museums and stuff. You have that, but you've got to say, where do you want to go? What do you want to see?
Are there certain cities or countries that are just not accessible via the ocean cruises
yes.
that the river cruises offer you that
yeah.
that come to mind?
Yeah, it's going from the Netherlands all the way down the Danube.
Okay.
And the Rhine, that area, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not willing to take a drive, mm-hmm. self-drive, do the trains, be a little bit outside of your normal comfort zone,
right.
then the river cruise would be the go, because then you're dealing with small people, and they have these distinct tours that you're not with a big crowd.
Okay.
Okay, and you're not going to get lost
mm-hmm.
because you're on a designated location and you're traveling down the river. And you're going to meet other people from all over the world, not mm-hmm. just Americans. You know, it's not a standard cruise. It's a very unique experience. And you've got to say, I'm willing to try that, but I'm going out of my comfort zone a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the, there's no Broadway shows, there's
right.
no musicals, there's it's the culture of that land.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're willing to take that and do that,
yeah.
that's and, you know, I guess as everyone gets older, you say, yeah, what am I missing? Well,
yeah.
you're going to miss what other people live like. You know,
yeah.
you get, you know, it's what it is. Like we were talking about Switzerland. That's a totally, you know, very slow-paced kind of world because they wanted it that way.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of standed out in the world.
yeah.
You know, they were neutral in their war. They didn't want to be into any big fights.
Sure.
And that's how they are right now.
Right.
It's a very unique situation. That whole Austria, Germany, the Netherlands, you know, they live on bicycles and the boats.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're on a river cruise, mm-hmm. it certainly doesn't take as much time to travel from port to port as it does in an ocean cruise, so
right.
Really you're not going to spend a lot of your time on the boat per se. You're going to want to be on land
yes.
at port. So that's
yes.
that's the trade off, but that's the good trade off. You're actually getting more of the destination as opposed
yes.
to
you're
the.
You're getting the culture, and you're getting to see how the people live, and you get to taste the food
right.
and the wines, and see it all. I mean, and see mm-hmm. the history. They're thousands of years old. We're only a couple hundred years old.
Yeah.
We're not that old.
Yep.
So you're getting to see where our ancestry is coming from, that came
mm-hmm.
from Europe to the United States. What made them migrate and bring their culture here, you
right.
know? And you get to learn, maybe you may have family history you're going to check.